What up, what up, what up, and welcome to another episode of the Fortnite Podcast. Your host here, Monster DFace, bringing you guys another week of this episode. I want to thank you guys for, of course, downloading this and checking in with us, wherever it is that you are checking in with us. And also, big thanks to anyone leaving comments and or reviewing some of our video episodes. Let me know if you'd like to see my ugly face, Panda's beautiful smell, and SBG, of course, his handsome self on YouTube as well. Maybe we can try to work on our video portion as we kind of almost had it, but then something happened with the Twitter account. I'm working on that part of it. But now's a good time to give us some feedback, and we'll figure something out. But with all that, you see the header. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of drama happening here. And this is, fair warning, going to be a quick episode, as I think me and SVG have some stuff to handle after this. So we're going to be in and out. This episode is brought to you on a very special occasion, though, as we have Ben K here, because he just so happens to be at Panda's house. So before we introduce these fellas, Ben K, I want you to say what's up to the Fortnite fam.
Yeah, what's up, Fortnite fam? It's been a little while. I'm excited I get to kind of be on here. I don't think I've gotten to actually like sit down and have a chat with you, Monster, in a little while. Now, I've seen you around at a couple of the Dream Hacks and things like that, so it's nice to finally get to hop on a platform like this with you guys. I know me and Pan and SBG, I've known them for a little bit over a year now, pretty closely, but I'm also excited to be here.
Yeah, for sure. And yo, shout out to Panda, man. This is not planned. I don't know. There's a word there, but basically, totally not planned. He's at Panda's spot. Panda, what's going on, bro? Why are you always having people at your house? What's happening?
So I literally got hit up 2 days ago to do a Stride event here, and so I called Ben and I was like, Ben, you want to hop on a plane and come cast this event? And he's like, you know what? I'm there. So literally jumped on a plane, got here yesterday. Now we're chilling for a few days, and then of course we have the show tomorrow. So which tomorrow, as in it will be Friday the 29th of March. We're recording this obviously the 28th of March, just depending on obviously when this episode goes live.
Yeah, heck yeah, if you catch it on time, maybe go to Panda Socials. I'm sure he'd be sharing all types of stuff for what he's mm-hmm. working on. And then of course we have SBG in the house. SBG, what's up, bro?
What's going on, boys? Been a crazy couple of weeks. It's nice just to sit down and chill for a little bit.
Yeah, heck yeah. Little winding down as we start gearing up for the end of this week, start gearing up for what will be, of course, the launch of the competitive season. But before we get there, it wouldn't be Fortnite without a little Fortnite, let's call it spice and salsa, if you will, to keep us busy before the FN comp drama starts kicking up. We have creative drama. Creative kind of, I genuinely feel like, could have a podcast weekly episode on its own, because it's so vast, and there's just like this internal like high school-esque level drama going on. And I call it that because Cypher PK, one of the most tenured, experienced, you know, veterans of our community, has found himself kind of being like not the bully, but almost the defender, the voice for FN Create and the Fortnite creative space, as he's a creator who has decided that he wants to make money, and he's been successful in the creative ecosystem. But now that's also directly put him in the line of conversation and amongst the other competitors. And what we have right now, as you see from the header and the title, is that there's a bad actor out there. Panda, maybe I'll give you the floor to give us a little bit about the story. But basically, it's this guy Gearzy, who's like also multimillionaire by now. And yeah. he's petty.
If you don't know, Gearzy's been around in the Fortnite space for a long time. He started off as like a YouTuber in the Fortnite space, and like did some like cringy like YouTube content. And so I'm not surprised that he hasn't really changed much, and has now basically he created a map called The Pit, and this map is a very, very widely known and popular map in UEFN, but he's been around the creative space since, I even think, predating UEFN and the payouts and stuff. And so he's had this map for a long time. It's been a very popular map, and he's used these scummy tactics, right, to get people to engage with the map more, that makes the map climb and discovery more and things like that, which that's not even like the core of the issues. The bigger issue is to come, right? But let me talk about those scummy tactics real quick. He does these things in map that's like, oh, you can unlock this item if you favorite the map and share it or do this or do that, right? So all these young kids, impressionable, right? They want to play with the lightning bolt in the map. So they're favoriting the map. And guess what? The lightning bolt doesn't unlock.
And this is a lie. This is very interesting because we're seeing for the first time now these tactics, right? And I'll call them tactics because, yeah, sure, that he's kind of messing with a gray area. He's exploiting, right, like an opportunity to boost his map and the algorithm. However, I just feel it's a little ironic as, like, if you think about this from a YouTuber perspective, would people complain to Cypher about him clickbaiting a title a little too much? I feel like it's the same thing. And that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, I was like, how ironic that, like, one of the most successful YouTubers, which if you just really think about it, like conceptually, it's kind of the same thing. You just take advantage. You clickbait a little bit and you give a little truth. What's wrong with Gearzy? I don't know, being a little smarter than the rest, manipulating just a tad bit, and finding success in doing so.
See, I disagree with you, Monster, because it's the target audience, right? Not only that, I think the tactics are very different.
I'm just saying. Because
typically a title, like let's say how to make money in esports, right? And it's a video about playing cash cups in Fortnite, right? Let's just say hypothetically. Yes, that is very broad, but in still, in layman's terms, delivers on what it is said, right? If you go and favorite the map, you are not unlocking the lightning bolt. And just like many other little tactics to get those extra pushes, you're essentially manipulating kids to push your map for you and not giving them anything in return, right? So I still think there's some level of like delivery that should be there if you are going to do this. And guess what? Fortnite actually, before UEFN really came out, and it might be right at the beginning of UEFN, they stopped allowing people to put their creator codes in the map because it was being exploited. This is exactly the same thing now being exploited in modern day UEFN. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see stuff like this get removed.
And I think one of the biggest things for me is looking through like Twitter. I saw someone put out a video on it. I don't want to misquote him. It might have been Cypher even. It went through the graphs on the statistics for Gearzy's map, showing the exact date and time that he started using this lightning bolt tactic and climbed from, I believe it was rank 6th from most favorited all the way to number 1 in the matter of like 2 weeks or a week and one time. Which people are saying these tactics are pretty common, used across the board, but he's implementing it to a different level I think people just weren't expecting.
Well, this isn't even the worst of what goes on with UEFN, or even Gearzy, for example, because we haven't talked about the whole reason that Cypher actually got involved with this. So
yeah,
there's a lot of scummy tactics going on, and having someone interact with something to like and favor your map may not even be close to the worst of it. I think we've all seen a map that, like, definitely shouldn't be on the trending tab wind up on the trending tab, and this all goes back. So this creator Leoxy created a game mode called Pit Ranked, and it got copyright striked. He gets nothing from the map. It's been disabled, and he tweets out, hey, I got an email. Yeah, it was Gearzy who striked my map, even though he has trademark on, oh man, this is bad English, on the name The Pit and not Pit. Sadly, this is how big creators work in the field. So I guess Cypher saw this and was like, all right, I'm gonna go to bat for my boy. And so mind he tags FN Create, and then he goes, you're just gonna let one of your top map makers abuse copyright? No one owns the word Pit. And so it went way beyond this, but like, this is where it all started.
But, and mind you, this isn't even the first instance. This has been going on for a few months now that Gearzy has been attacking people for using it. This has gone back to Twitter DMs and other things. And Cypher has been tackling it all along the way. But this was finally like the breaking point, because someone's map effectively had been removed. A lot of the other stuff was just bullying tactics from Gearzy and his team. It was very much like in DMs, like, hey, you need to change this. You need to remove this. We own this, blah, 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 right? Now, this map had been removed for 10 days, and this was right before this man was about to get his first payout for the map. So that to give a little more context to that. So this is what it exploded, right? So Cypher responds, and then Gearzy responds to Cypher, which Gearzy doesn't really do anything with socials. Let's be clear. He like pretty much hides behind his DMs and bullying tactics. And so he responds to Cypher, "Oh, I guess you didn't talk to your lawyer." Cypher replies, "Well, I guess you didn't talk to your parents about being a little..." Okay, I won't finish that. But and so, and Gearsy gets community noted for copy fraud. So it's just, the whole situation is so funny to watch. But the tip of the iceberg, FN Create responded. They have responded to Cypher, saying, basically breaking down the DMCA process and saying, hey, like, if Gearsy doesn't proceed with legal, the exact terminology is, we have to action DMCA trademark requests as required by law. Here's the formal process that kicks off when a valid counter notice is filed. Directions for this are in the takedown notice. The original reporter may file a legal suit within 10 days. If they don't file, we are able to reinstate the island. And they actually responded after this again and said, hey, everyone, we think we found some ways to improve this process overall, and we're working on it now. So there is some communication from Fortnite Create. And that second one is a more recent update to the whole drama and debacle. That must have happened like today sometime.
Yeah, not too long ago.
So that is huge news. Fortnite is tackling it. You love to see it. But at this point, I'm tired of this Gearsy dude. Like, just ban him. Like, 10 days, no map. Guess what? Lose $1 million. That's what you get.
And here's what's going to actually happen. I think Gearsy is going to find himself in trouble. I think Epic is going to use this as likely an example. They're going to say, hey, you know what? You've probably made enough. We've seen the bullying tactics, because believe it or not, they monitor most of what goes on. They don't publicly respond on stuff unless they absolutely have to. In a world where you have someone as big as Cypher PK, your golden child, he's one of the three, right? Nick A30, Cypher P, right? It's a couple people you got to keep happy. I think they feel like they're in the hot seat, and they will likely make an example out of Gearsy. And I say that because if you look at the community note, and this is, if this is even true at all, it says currently this creator is participating in the act called copy fraud, meaning that they are falsely copyright claiming a widely used term or name without completely owning it as a trademark, which would in most cases be illegal. And then, of course, they go on to link an article where they, you know, where and how copy fraud is identified and explained. And this is a very articulate way to basically say Gearsy is in the process of trying to own this word. He does not own it. It's not a real thing yet. And the fact that you are prematurely issuing strikes is very blatantly clear, abusive. And that's just, again, what has been revealed to date. I'm sure there's going to be tons of more threads that resurface about previous conversations and previous interactions, because this is not the first time Gearsy, again, behind DMs, has tried to strong arm smaller creators into removing their maps, renaming their stuff, rebranding it. He tried to have this monopoly on the word, and he's been successful so far. But you can't go against someone like Cypher, who in this instance, I think, is on the right side of the fence and has a valid argument. However, I'm a capitalist and I believe in capitalism. So I don't think that him using a lightning bolt to scam little Timmy's into liking his map and abusing the mechanics is a bad thing, or he should be in trouble for that. I do think Epic should just have a better system and algorithm to rank your videos. It'd be the equivalent of YouTube said, you know, all creators need to stop asking people to like my video or like their videos and push for comments. Right? It's a part of the algorithm. You need to be able to discern what makes a good map versus what doesn't. And an interaction needs to just be a piece of that component, but not the driving component of the algorithm. And it's very clear that Gearsy has exposed that this is a driving component of the algorithm. And so what if he's abusing it and taking advantage? I think everyone would take advantage of, you know, you get an inch, you take a mile. In this game and day and age, he found an inch, he turned it into a mile, and I think it's up to Epic to patch that. I don't think the community should be bullying him. I do think Cypher's in the wrong with that perspective. I think that lens is wrong, because I think everyone who does clickbait on YouTube and or plays that tactic, I think it's the same thing. So I think that's a hot take a little bit, and I don't think people really agree with that. So I want that to be, yeah, just on the record. Like, that's my perspective. But I think everything else with Gearsy, no, that guy's piece of shit, right? Like that's that. Forget that guy. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, TLDR, dude's scummy. Just get him out of the scene. Started with a 10. I liked somebody broke this down. 10-day ban. He continues this bullying behavior. A month ban. Continues this bullying behavior. It's infinite, indefinite ban. Like, it just is what it is. Like,
I think I think for copyright fraud, I don't know if I'd even give him more than an extra opportunity.
Send him a full lawsuit.
No, I think the better action would be to counter, to sue for abuse of system. But like, I also know that Epic deals with enough lawsuits in a year.
No, I'm not saying Epic. The dude that got falsely claimed.
Oh,
because
you
can make a good case that your map would get arguably $1 million in. We see the numbers. Like,
can you imagine?
Talk about it later.
How silly would this be? But like a class action lawsuit, every person who's been DM'd by Gearsy is gonna band together and request for money back for being falsely taken off. That'd be quite the circus, but I think plausible if they really wanted to.
Here's the problem, and this is one of the biggest problems that I think from all of this, is that these smaller creators that are being attacked by Gearsy don't have the resources to fight back, because Gearsy's map has the funding now. I think it was like in the tens of millions of dollars.
Upwards.
Or it was 20 million that the guy made. It was shown in the stat. So imagine having, it's basically like, to be honest, it's Epic Games going up against Apple, right? Like, you might have some money, but you don't got Apple money. Like, and that's the same thing with these creators having to tackle against Gearsy. It's not feasible for them to take on a lawsuit, even if they would win, even if maybe they had enough money just to do the lawyer, it's still a massive risk for them, and they probably won't do it. Now, obviously, if you are listening to this and you are somebody affected by Gearsy, look for a pro bono lawyer that'll take it on the take money on the back end, because there are lawyers like that that will exist. If they think they can win the case, they will very much do that. So it could be worth it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and checking in, I literally just pulled up the tweet to go take a look at it. FN Create responded again, not even like, I think right when we started recording, they once more saying, we realize that our approach to this is not adequate and we're going to investigate further. So at least they're actively looking to try and resolve this issue.
I'm telling you, I think Fortnite feels the pressure. You just cannot, they cannot afford to have someone like Cypher PK be upset with them personally, like feel like this should be remedied and it not get taken care of. There's too much influence behind someone like Cypher PK. This can go so much worse if they don't respond or if they don't action on it. I really do feel like Epic is in a very weird situation that you have to keep some of these big creators in a good mood. Basically, they are kind of the leverage of your ecosystem, and Epic's player base is doing pretty darn good right now, so you don't want that. You know, you don't want a Nick Merck situation where if he leaves COD and goes to Apex, Apex is booming, bro. If Cypher says, you know what, screw this, I'm going here, that thing's going to boom, like, big time. And you're gonna feel the weight of that. So I do think this is a very interesting situation where you're seeing creators have so much leverage, whether you really realize it or not.
And it's such poor timing for Epic, because it's coming right off the back of GDC, where they announced they paid $320 million to creators. And you're like, yeah, we're doing great stuff for the community. This is going real well. And then you look at the list, number four is Gearsy. And so it's like they paid this guy an estimated $14.6 million, or will pay him that. And Epic's probably coming off this week. We're like, we're going to announce this. We'll share that we've given out $320 million. It'll be awesome. Everyone will be on our side. A couple days later, one of your biggest creators is now
like strong arming
controversy around it. And what went from good press and good news quickly turns into you're paying this guy who's like unlawfully copyright striking people and you're supporting it. So yeah, Epic is in a poor spot at the moment with this whole situation.
And just how sad to think, like, you know, you'd be that greedy, right? Like, let the guy live with a word of the pit in the map. Sure, it's one thing to be prideful and stuff, but it'd be the equivalent if every time someone called their practice server their practice, whatever. Like, you know how many times people then stole stuff, naming, branding conventions, style? I mean, we darn near influenced the entire Fortnite community. And Epic even took the word elite and made that into their branding, right? Like, what am I gonna sue Epic? No, man. You know, you just you take your L's and you just make, you gotta improve, you be better.
We spoke about this earlier today, right? And we talked about, like, obviously the pit being a little bit more niche of a phrase to UEFN, but like clicks. Like founding box fights back in the day, be like him trying to copyright strike people for making box fighting maps. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just, it's just not, there's no ground to stand on.
Well, there's a lot going on here. We'll keep you guys updated on the news here. Shout out to CypherPK though, man, really standing up for the community and defending the little guy here. We definitely appreciate it and love to see it. We'll jump into a couple more things we want to talk about, though, as Fortnite competitive has continued to progress. You know, the days are rolling on, baby. FNCS is right around the corner before we know it. We have some notable changes, not only coming to the game as they've likely permanently disabled the Icarus Wings from being seen in competitive this season due to that bug that I don't believe they were able to fix in time, which is unfortunate as they've essentially pissed off players like Queasy, who spent 30, 40 days practicing trying to gear for FNCS. But now we're having pro players and teams likely splitting up as well. Most notably, though, SBG, Miro and Cooper, of course, deciding to not play with each other. What do we think about that?
It pisses me off. And not for, like, I don't care what the players do. It could be best for them. But the fact that we have the reigning champions can't even stay together for more than like a third of the next year, it like ruins the entire storyline. And now we have to make up, like, oh well, I just almost called them Sammy and Keddy. Cammy and Seti got second, so like now they're the reigning champions. And then we'll talk about like Miro versus Cooper and all that stuff. Like, so there are going to be things, but guys, you lasted one season after your championship, and then we had Agers and Kanata break up. They just won FNCS last year, not the globals, but they won one of them. Like, I don't understand what these players expect. You're not going to win every single FNCS. You'll be lucky to win one a year. If you're good, you'll consistently get top 10s. And if you're really freaking good, you'll consistently get top fives. But like, other than that, nobody is winning every single FNCS on any region that is notable, you know, on other regions still, like even OCE, Middle East, the same players aren't winning every single FNCS. So I think expectations need to come back down to earth and players need to realize the grass isn't greener. And let's just figure out whatever the problem is. Because we saw it last year. Acorn Cold, Polio Sphinx, like those two tried to split after qualifying for Globals. And I'm sure this isn't the last time this will happen. Heck, Miro and Cooper could wind up playing together before FNCS even starts.
Yep. There's a very real world where that can happen. But you know what this is good news for? Clicks and Epic Whale, baby. Major 2. Come on, boys. Bring it home for NA West, Whale.
Hey, you know, I was rooting for Clicks and Epic Whale almost the entirety of last major, and to see them do so well was awesome, man. But I think I'm right in the same boat with you, SBG, where, I mean, love Cooper and Meryl, right? Love to see Cooper's rise the last year, and I hope that he continues to find success. But I was kind of being a hater the last Cash Cup watching Kanata and Cooper queue up a little bit. I was hoping it was going to be a flop, but they performed so well. And I honestly wasn't sure how they were going to do, because Cooper, being the IGL of that duo with Mero, going with Kanata, and also an IGL for his previous duo, I was like, well, maybe they won't do so well. I don't know. I was hoping and trying to grasp at anything to see them not do well, but then they just showed out, man. They're just so good individually that there's no reason in my mind they shouldn't be able to qualify this major, sadly.
Yeah, I'm a big Kanata fan, so, you know, I'll take the Kanata enhancement this one time. You know, I want to see him continue to win and do well and stick around. However, yeah, I think we all have that same sentiment, pro players splitting up. I think what we need is Epic to put a paywall at the front lines of the FNCS. $5,000 to enter in with your duo, and if you split, we fine you. Done and dusted. And then we won't have
and
these
the issues. Death of Fortnite Esports is brought to you by Monster D-Face.
No, but in all actuality, if you're listening to this and you have a better solution, I would love to hear it. I'll gladly even present it at my next meeting with Epic. Tell me what you think we need to see for players to stick together, because there's no incentive to stick together. That is the issue right now. That is the real and truest issue at hand. If we had more lands happening at the end of every month, yo, what's up? Where's the lands? Maybe then people would stick together, show up, build chemistry, pop off. And who knows, maybe we can see some a little better and some more esports signings and you know, again, reason to ban players. There's just no reason to stay together.
SPG and I had a really brief conversation actually on this topic not too long ago. And it was literally like making players lock into a duo in the beginning of the year.
But they tried that.
If they split, then, but you have to create some kind of penalty, right? Yeah. Like, that's the problem is like, hey, you lock into a duo and you want to split and choose another duo, you miss out on an entire major.
That's my point. That's kind of what I meant. You know, yeah, I was trolling with, you know, make them pay to enter and pay a fine to get out. But like, that's what I mean. Like, there's literally no incentive. There's no punishment for breaking up. And I don't think you should really be punished, but I think we need to have incentives to stick together. I don't know. Maybe the only way to get to LAN is to be highly consistent and you need tons of series points. And if you miss a major, like you mentioned, you're just not qualified. Point blank period. You are not qualified for the in-person LAN. You have to make it to finals lobby, maybe two out of the three with the same duo in order to be eligible for LAN, and then hit the prerequisite of whatever. That would be a crazy requirement.
I like that.
And now you have a reason to stay with your duo. Actually, I might have just answered my own question. Don't send me comments.
I actually really like that.
That sounds kind of sick. I'm going to tweet it. That's 100 that's 100,000 impressions right there, fam.
All right, I'm tweeting it right now. Hold up.
No, but seriously, that like we need an incentive. We need a reason for players to stick together, or it's going to keep happening. So that's one version. My other version is find them. Like, literally. No, seriously. you give up your prizing. How about that? We need something to happen.
I think Fortnite in its nature, in the way that competitive is, has kind of grown into it and it being an open format, it's so hard to enforce anything like that. It's just because you don't know between major to major who's gonna blow up, who's gonna pop off this season. Maybe the meta adheres to them a little bit more because there's constantly players that are coming in and out of the conversation of who's actually in the running for a championship. And granted, of course, there's always that select 20 teams that are always going to be in that list, but there's always new players coming in and out in new pairings, Abuga being one of those ones as well. The last major pairing up with Aviv, seeing Aviv break into that upper echelon of top players in all of NA, it's just, you never really know what's coming.
And the tough thing is, as much as we like think about these rules when it comes to the top players, it also needs to be applicable to the general player base, because the majority of players that qualify for each round of FNCS don't wind up doing really anything. So Fortnite also doesn't want to shoot themselves in the foot by putting in some like overbearing rule where I play with Panda season one, but I don't want to play with Panda season two, but I can't because now I'm like delayed banned from playing because I split with my duo, so I can't play with Ben. So then Ben finds somebody else and then I'm stuck playing with Monster for major three. So it's just like, you got to figure out a way that doesn't affect the general players, but also, like you guys said, incentivizes the players to actually stick together. I don't know. Maybe it has to do with like keeping a consistent game that doesn't change from season to season greatly, so the players have consistency. They allow them to be able to actually practice the game modes, have a set competitive style of game that you can like literally queue into, besides when they like graciously allow the team to actually queue in. So yeah, that's a whole nother issue.
I'm gonna redact the last 2 minutes. SBG is too on the money there. We cannot let that piece of the content fly.
But we know it would never happen.
What's a ranked mode? What's that?
What's okay. Arena with customs like we had once in the past? I don't know. It doesn't exist. We have these arbitrary ways to practice right now, which is also a problem in its own. And that's a whole topic we could probably jump down as far as this rabbit hole is concerned. We say all this to say we have a problem in Fortnite. I think it's bigger than the oversaturation of Fortnite forward-facing competitive events that fill up our calendar that aren't meaningful. And now we don't have incentivized reason. That's just if anything, become more clear over the years as you really start to look at what is causing these teams to break up. I think what it really comes down to, there isn't something causing these teams to stick together. So it's kind of the opposite, I think, question that has to be answered here. But with all that, we kind of hinted and teased about Lands, but so is FN Competitive, as they've kind of taken to Twitter and already started teasing up something about what's going on in September. They said, any plans for September? So what feels to be some of that early promotion. We already know dates were thrown out there, but it's all speculation right now, obviously, of where this is all taking place. Last year, it was Copenhagen. The year before that, North Carolina. And the biggest event before that, well, it's the words that shall not be talked about. Rhymes with squirrel and ends with up and something like that. So we don't talk about that. You can't mention those words around here.
Listen, I've been saying this for months now. The trend is when they do a LAN one place, like it always flips between US and Europe. They then go back, right?
To Dubai.
So not Dubai. It is US, Europe, US, Europe. That's how it's going to be. They do it with Rocket League as well. It's been a trend that they've had with Rocket League as long as Epic's been in control. So I strongly believe it comes back to the US. And my bet is I don't see a world why it wouldn't come back to North Carolina.
Because cancel culture is going to take over. OCE doesn't feel included. Middle East is not included.
Yeah, I want you to fly 100 people over to Australia. Listen, they'd be fighting demons and spiders. I don't got time to be on a 20-hour flight to fight literally what was 8-legged freak-sized spiders. You remember that movie?
Hey, listen, I think cancel culture is going to win. I think Epic's taking this to Canada, bro. It's inclusivity, man. Go ahead, Ben K.
Shout out, Shio.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play a little bit of devil's advocate. Why not? I mean, we saw the renewed contract beginning of the year, right, with Blast, another additional 4 years, mm-hmm. Which is awesome. But on top of that, right, the whole reason that it was in Copenhagen last year is that's where Blast is based out of, right? So we see Rocket League currently having a major in Copenhagen. Whoa. Right now, as we speak, maybe we see Globals this year go back to Copenhagen once again, maybe a permanent mainstay in EU from Copenhagen. I mean, what? EU is test region? No? Main region.
It's the new test region. That's a great point. That's a whole... We'll add that to the topics next week of how did EU... the story of EU becoming the test region and what that means. Yo, let's throw some takes out there, though. Let's start with where would we like to see it? Would we like to see it? Let's starting with, and we're going to go on a carousel here. Would we be happy if it went back to Copenhagen, where the production company is based out of, and we know how dope the arena is? Would we like that, SVG?
Selfishly, no. I really want it in Raleigh, North Carolina, because I live here. So it's like, I get to go to the show, go home, sleep in my bed, and then go back again tomorrow.
Panda?
I would prefer it not to be in Europe again. But I wouldn't mind Copenhagen. I've said this many times. If I were to live anywhere outside the U.S., it would be Copenhagen. I really enjoy Denmark a lot. And so I wouldn't be opposed to it going back to Copenhagen.
What about yourself, Minke?
I have to agree with Panda here. I mean, Copenhagen's beautiful. I got to go out there for Globals, which was an awesome experience. Loved my time there. Arena was great. The venue was awesome. But I'm biased by all means. I mean, you guys are going to say North Carolina, of course. I got to say Texas. I mean, come on. Center of the U.S., NA's best region. We all know this.
Bro, you just said it because you live there. You on SBG, bro. You know what? I'm going to say a different U.S. location. You know what? Bring it back to New York. I enjoyed when it was in New York.
Then people would have to go on the subways, and we know what that's like.
People getting shot in the subways nowadays. It is not safe out in New York. So as a New York native, I'm going to have to say screw New York for the land this time around.
Boise, Idaho.
And it's also very clear we need some EU diversity on this podcast. So, you know, give us a minute. Maybe we need some EU representatives. There's no one here to fend for them because I sure as hell am not. I want to see it in America as well. I don't know. I'd like something a little different. Different though, not California, not even Texas. I want to go to like Miami, Like, I want to be able to hit the beach, like, but not the them trash, like Cali beaches where the water is freezing. Like, I want the warm water, like tropical. Give me Vice City, baby. Like, that's the vibe.
Go to Barbados. Barbados right. Global.
What about Global Championship in the Sphere in Vegas? Ooh. They already put something on the Sphere. Put so now we have tokens. The first esports event in Vegas at the Sphere. That would be sick.
I would be sick, but I don't see it being plausible. I don't think it's big enough. Unless they could do a UEFN, like a one-off UEFN 4v4 LAN. Like,
ew.
It's not a chance. That reminds me of the
real Fortnite.
Yo, I love UEFN. Come on now. I want to play some Pit. Let's go.
Listen, okay, buddy.
Not a chance. It reminds me of the time I went to a COD event, and there was clearly underage people drinking all around me. I feel like if we went to a Fortnite event in Vegas, there will be underage kids at slot machines and poker tables, and it would be bad press. Not to mention, yeah, like, we already have a wager problem in Fortnite, whether it's going to get addressed or not. That's a whole nother topic. Why are people allowed to do Fortnite tokens, and I'm not allowed to just build a business around it? Huh? Let's talk about it.
Okay. Yes, Fortnite wagers are back, by the way, if you guys didn't hear. Like, and they're okay. Players play. No, Clicks literally tweeted Fortnite wagers today. He said Fortnite wagers and then R6 wagers. Like, go look. They just don't care
anymore. That doesn't mean that it's okay.
He's like, getting banned.
Well, Clicks got his. Let's not forget, Clicks is actually should be very careful. He's one of the few creators that got his supported creator taken, his code taken, and lost the ability to monetize. It's my understanding that he has some pretty dope maps that get a lot of plays. So I'm assuming he, if anybody, should be a little careful, right? Tweeting out stuff like that. Quite honestly, I'm surprised his leadership. Who's around him? Who's giving this guy advice? Yo, Feldy Moon. Yo, bro.
I love Feldy. Yeah. To death, man. Feldy's a great person, but this is one of those moments where Feldy should be like, yo,
yeah,
delete.
This is one of those moments where we see it and we should hit up Feldy and tell him to tell Clicks to delete.
To delete.
Because he could just be living his best life. What do you think?
No, I ain't get paid for that. They can do their job. Okay. That is not my job.
Well, we
also
say
they're going to just do it on stream anyway. So even if they don't tweet it out, he's going to play wagers on stream and then say, yeah, send me the $100, you little bee. Like, I just beat you. Like, right. And then who's next? Who wants to wager next? And it's not like it matters. Like, if you go on any of these players' stream, you wait long enough, they're just chilling and creative. They call it eights. They call it whatever you want. Like, they're just all throwing money around playing creative.
I do find it pretty comical. There was this platform, excuse me, that popped up, and it was totally built around Fortnite tokens. I think it was actually called tokens.gg or something like that. And they built a full-on dev infrastructure to support wagers in Fortnite. They crushed, by the way. They made several $100,000 before they got caught and flagged. And then Epic, you know, kindly requested a cease and desist. And they just went and took that platform and rebranded it. Like, why is it okay that people can, like, that's like a prime example of like a bad actor getting away with it and then it being cool. It's kind of like Gearsy, like, just bad actor gets away with it, except Gearsy made millions and he's probably not gonna get in trouble, right? He's just gonna, yeah, whatever, and then just go off and do something else. Fortnite definitely has a problem with like that stuff. We shouldn't allow our biggest creators, to be fair, to like promote that in really any way. Or just allow it. It's one or the other. Actually, I don't care. If you did allow it, I'll take open scrims and turn it into a wager house. I'm sorry. I'd sell out immediately upon announcement. and I would just be rich. And that's fair game. But however, it's not fair game because I can't do that. So that now I got a problem with it. That's my point. I'm just that's saying, fair. choose a direction to stand on business. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, TLDR, yeah. If you skipped ahead for this episode, drama and UEFN, do a spit. Global teasers and Monster D-Face wants wagers so he can build a platform.
I want to sell Monster out. D-Face. That's all I'm saying. That's all
he
I'm saying.
Secretly built that wager platform. How Tokens did you have that much information? Told us it did well. Now conspiracy monsters secretly allowing wagers to happen.
Oh, so weird. Epic or SBG's been redacted twice this episode. What is going on?
It's crazy that the SBG keeps getting silenced.
SBG's getting redacted.
I also have a betting website popping up for Fortnite, too, that players are now tweeting about. So we'll see how that lasts. Is that still up?
Wait, there's another one?
It is.
No way it's still up.
Yeah, I ain't going to be a rat, but it's definitely still happening.
That's crazy.
I just checked it before I brought it up.
All right.
I saw a few weeks ago someone posting like the same way people put their prize picks, like picks up. And they're like, I'll put my picks it tonight. Someone tweeting about their cash cup picks.
Yo, that's crazy. See, but that's kind of dope. But like, no, we should not do that. But it's kind of dope. Whatever. I don't think it should be happening, guys. I'm a degenerate, and that's why I stay away from gambling, because I would probably enjoy it too much. So there you have it. Know your vices and stay away from them. We say all that to say this has been a fantastic episode so far. Shout out to Ben K for joining us. Ben K, what we normally do is at the end of the episodes, we tell everyone to send all their complaints to me at thefortnitepodcast@gmail.com or at MonsterDFace on social handles. And then we allow people to shout themselves out and tell everyone at home what they are up to. So, Ben K, thanks for joining us, bro. Where can we find you? What are you doing? What's going on in Ben K's world?
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. My name is Ben K, or Ben K underscore live on all socials. I know, worst branding in the com currently, but I'm doing some personal stuff on my socials, mainly on X right now. Short form content there. I'm doing up some video content on my own channels as well, but mainly on X for the time being.
Yeah, sick. Definitely appreciate that. SBG, where the folks at home know where they can find you, man.
I'm squiggly lines X23441 underscore live at kick.tv/ben/nah. Somebody's good everywhere. You guys can find me. You know what I'm doing.
It's redacted at SVG. new brand
in this episode.
Panda, what's up, bro? What are you up to this week? Where can we find you, man?
You already know, twitter.com/lifewpanda and Life with Panda on YouTube. Been making some short form content, so been loving that, and also been helping consulting on content with a bunch of different companies. And SBG and I are working on a special project here in the local area. So just lots of cool stuff happening. Not a lot of it's public, if I'm being honest, but it's still just, we're staying busy. We're staying locked in. Don't you worry. Great, great years to come.
Heck yeah. Well, listen, guys, it's been wonderful. Hopefully you all enjoyed today's episode. A little lighthearted, a lot more fun. New guest on just for the heck of it because he was in town. And don't forget, you can pick up your coffee at cafecolazzo.com. So thank you guys for the consistent support, the weekly downloads. And again, your opinions, if you would have liked to see our faces on this one, that probably would have been quite the doozy. But we'll see you guys next time. So don't forget to dance out those kills and boast in those victory royales. Peace, y'all.